Always enjoy being here at Wildcat Chevrolet and visiting with Michael Oliver. Love starting our week off here, Michael. It's always fun to do that. And agriculture is such a big part of what goes on here for Wildcat Chevrolet. You guys are a great, great partner with agriculture.
Well, yes, it's with our where we're located in the state of Kentucky is agriculture is big, and we have we need to be a part of that to make sure we service that, because really there's not a lot of dealerships that stock the vehicles that the agriculture community is looking for.
That's so important. What are folks looking for in the ag market these days?
Well, I mean, you always need your, you want your one-ton trucks, your three-quarter-ton trucks, half-ton pickups, two-wheel drive, regular cab pickups, just different aspects of it. We have a lot of people asking for 4,500 trucks. That's a little heavier truck than what the 3,500 is. And so that there's all kinds of different applications that we're looking for out there. People pull tobacco wagons, and a lot of tobacco wagons are pulled with trucks. And being the limited supply that we've had over the last 2 or 3 years, it makes it hard to get those. And so we're just always trying to keep enough on the lot where we can service our customers.
How's your used market going there? Are you able to get the used trucks for folks who want them out there?
Yeah, we have, it's not as easy as it was to get them, but we still, we buy trucks. We buy, a person wants to sell a truck and he has an extra one, we'll buy cars and trucks. We're looking for late model, low mileage vehicles is better. I mean, that's what most people want.
I love your commercial that you do talk about. If you just like to drive a truck, and some people just like to drive a truck, Michael.
That's right. It's whatever they want. If they want to buy a big heavy truck just to drive around, that's fine with me.
You got trucks, a lot of trucks you go through here every year and keep them on the lot. But cars, SUVs, what's really popular besides the trucks?
Well, I mean, always your Tahoe and Suburban's really popular. SUV, a lot of here lately we've seen a lot of need for the smaller SUVs. Okay. A lot of people wanting the smaller vehicles for fuel mileage and different things.
It's always interesting to hear what you guys are working with. And, of course, you talk about the Internet. That's a big part of what you guys do, Internet and customers who know where you are and come back every year from wherever they are.
Yeah, Internet sales is big in the car business now, and you have to stay on it. And it's just changed the whole dynamics of the car business is working with the Internet. And that's why, it's become more of a price your vehicle to sell on the Internet. You don't price it the way you traditionally did 40 years ago, where you stood out on the lot and haggled back and forth but the Internet's changed all that. I mean, if people know what things are worth and they can look it up, they have the same tools that I have. They can see what their vehicle's worth before they come. And so we can look that up. They can look it up. We can look it up together. It makes it easy. The car buying experience is easy.
We were here with you a couple of years ago when guys were right in the heat of buying vehicles. The guy came by, sold you a truck the morning we were here. Are you still buying vehicles like that now, or is it a little more selective, or what?
Well, we are buying them. They slowed down because the people that had vehicles they wanted to sell sold them 18 months ago when they was at their all-time high. And that was the time to sell them. And so we bought a lot of vehicles back then. And we're not buying as many now. It's not because we don't want to. It's just because they're not out there.
Right. Makes a difference. Not quite as many out there if people just want to get rid of.
That's right.
All right, we're Wildcat Chevrolet and 7-time winner, Best of Western Kentucky. Michael, you guys obviously doing something right to earn that title. Well, congratulations on that again, and we'll be back and talk more National Agriculture Week with Michael Oliver and Wildcat Chevrolet in just a bit. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.